You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Dave Moscato, the Public Relations Director for American Atheists. Dave, thanks for joining us today.
Sure, happy to be on here.
Dave, I saw an article online, very interesting, the other day, atheists opposing Jewish New Jersey firefighter over WTC beam with cross cutout. Of course, WTC is World Trade Center, and this is from the Jewish Telegraph Agency online. I want to get into that in great detail in a couple of minutes, but before we do, for the benefit of the listeners, can you give them a little bit of background about who you are and also about American Atheists?
Sure. So American Atheists is the nation's oldest advocacy group that fights for the rights of atheists. Basically, the main thing that we do is fight against discrimination against atheists and advocate for First Amendment rights, for freedom of religion and freedom from religion. We also have a mission of educating people about what atheism is and why it's important. We have an annual conference that we use to do that. We publish a magazine, we publish books and a newsletter and some other things. And we also have a goal of community. A lot of atheists in this country are formerly religious, and when they leave that church setting, kind of feel alone and not necessarily like they have a community to join, as opposed to just one that they left. So we have 130 plus affiliate groups around the country where atheists can find a group near them to join and have discussions about things that they believe.
What about your relation with American Atheists? How did you come to them, and how did you actually progress with them?
I've been working in atheism activism for about 4 years now, since I became an atheist, actually. I started off as an officer in an atheist student group at the University of Missouri, and then I worked for the Secular Student Alliance, which is basically a nationwide organization that oversees student groups like that around the country. There's about 400 of them that are affiliate groups with that organization. And then I got an offer to start working here, doing more legal advocacy and discrimination type issues, which is really more what my interest is, and started here about 6 months ago.
Okay. Now, I know from studying atheism a little bit and reading a bit about it and seeing polls, it's not easy being an atheist. I mean, atheists in the United States, at least, are pretty much hated, aren't they?
We are. Actually, until recently, we were rated the number one least liked group in this country, as far as if you run a poll, and some group did this, I don't remember if it was Gallup or one of the other ones, but they ran a poll basically asking, would you vote for high office for president or something for an otherwise qualified candidate who was also blank? And the questions were like black or a woman or Jewish or whatever. And if the answer was atheist, the lowest percentage of people were willing to vote for somebody who was otherwise qualified but an atheist than any other category. And in similar polls, we have come in as less trusted than rapists for the same type of questions, even though we didn't do anything wrong. That's actually recently changed. A more recent poll that I've seen in the last 2 years, I think it was, said that Tea Party people are more disliked than we are now.
Wow, that's surprising. And I was surprised about that when I did see that poll, actually, when it came out. And of course, there are other previous polls that indicate similar statistics. Why do you think it is that people dislike atheists so much? Because you're just regular people who have your own opinion, right?
Right. I mean, it's just a difference of what we believe is really all that it is. But there is something of a threat to the identity of religious people when you say that you don't believe what they believe. But it's different than just if you're a different religion, because at least you believe in something if you're a different religion. But when you come across somebody who's an atheist, they're not just saying that I interpret God differently than you interpret God. They're saying you're delusional about God, that this is imaginary and it's in your head and there really isn't one. And that's threatening to the way that these people identify. It's not just that they believe Christianity or whichever religion they are. They identify as a Christian, and it feels like an attack on them. And I think that's understandable. I'm a former Christian myself, and I think that, I mean, I can see how that works. And as a self-defense mechanism of religion itself, and the way that it keeps people religious as a system, is by systematically, literally demonizing people and ideas that try to tear it down, atheists among them. It's actually in the Bible that you're supposed to stone non-believers to death if you come across them.
That's very nice. Really, it's an amazing reaction, at least in this country. I don't know what it's like overseas. Are you familiar with that?
It depends on the country. In places like Sweden or Norway or Denmark or places like that, the majority of the population are atheists. The subject of religion very rarely comes up at all. If you're found out to be religious, you're more likely to get laughed at than anything, and it's not really that big of a deal, but it's just assumed that you don't believe in that in those areas. Now, if you're talking about someplace like Liberia or Bangladesh or something like that, where 100% of the population is religious, in Bangladesh, it's illegal to be an atheist, and there's actually a situation going on there right now where these bloggers, they're atheist bloggers, but they do it under pseudonym so that they don't get arrested. There's death threats on them, and some of them have been arrested. One of them has already been executed. It's pretty bad. They don't have freedom of speech when it comes to religion over there.
Pretty amazing. I guess the most public face of at least atheism here in the United States might be Richard Dawkins. Would I be correct?
Yeah, I would say for the current generation of atheists, Richard Dawkins is probably the number one face. He wrote the book, The God Delusion, which was a bestseller. It's been translated into many languages. That's sort of the big name that you think of. I would say, you know, 20 years ago, Madeline Murray O'Hare was probably the same type of name as far as prominence and representing atheism. Madeline Murray O'Hare, incidentally, was the founder of American Atheists in 1963.
Mm-hmm. And is Mr. Dawkins a member of American Atheists?
You know, I don't believe that he is, actually. I'll have to ask.
Okay. And how many members did you say were in?
It varies. There are annual memberships. We also have life memberships, but it just depends on when people renew. But I think right now we have somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000, something like that.
Okay. It's a scary world we live in, Dave, when even expressing your opinion about religion could get you killed. I don't know. I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
Let's get to this article. Atheists opposing Jewish New Jersey firefighter over WTC beam with cross cutout. Of course, American Atheists is based out of New Jersey, but obviously they serve the entire country. Here, this article says a Jewish firefighter in New Jersey who wants to display a beam from the World Trade Center with a Christian cross cut from it is meeting opposition from an atheists group. Roy James, the deputy fire chief in Princeton, requested the beam be used as part of a planned local 9/11 memorial in the southern New Jersey township. Actually, that's not southern New Jersey, but what do they know, right? It's central New Jersey out by Trenton. I am a Jew, James told Fox News. Ironically, I'm fighting to have this cross there because I believe that someone's story is behind that. That story needs to be told. It has nothing to do with religious faith. It has something to do with telling history. The American Atheists Organization has threatened to sue Princeton if the beam is put on display. Its president, David Silverman, told Fox News that the beam is a, quote, religious icon, close quote, and placing it on public land set aside for the memorial is a clear violation, and those are in quotes, of the separation of church and state. In the days following the attack on the World Trade Center, symbols including Stars of David and crosses were cut into some of the beams from the fallen buildings. It was happenstance that Princeton received a beam with a cross cut in it. We got a historic piece, James said. There's so much behind that. If we do not show the cross, we are leaving out someone's story. We are basically saying someone's emotions that day didn't matter. The beam is being stored at a Princeton fire station. Okay, any update from when the story came out, Dave?
Nothing substantial. We sent the letter from one of our attorneys saying our reasons for being against this and asking them to reconsider. We haven't heard an official response, and from what we understand, they haven't moved forward in putting it up. They had originally planned to do an unveiling of this on September 11th, so I imagine that's not happening at this point because I don't think that they've constructed anything toward getting that up that I'm aware of.
So how did American Atheists find out about this?
Well, actually, a reporter called us about it to get our comments, and I, at that point, hadn't heard of it yet. This was very shortly after it was proposed at a city council meeting.
You're not suing them right now, right?
Right now, no. If they decide not to put it up, or if they put it up in such a way that it's not in violation of the Constitution, then we won't sue.
Okay. Now, this separation of church and state, I've heard some things about this over the years. There's really nothing in the Constitution about separation of church and state, right?
That phrase does not appear in the Constitution. The First Amendment and the 14th Amendment have language that deals with the government showing preference to one religion over another religion, or the government showing preference to religion over non-religion. And the 14th Amendment deals with equal protection as far as the states being required to grant the same rights to all sorts of different groups. And court precedent has further established that that's how our country is to be run.
Is there any one religious group or prior religious group that seems to congregate to American Atheists? Are there more Christians? Are there more Jews? Are there more Muslims? Are there more Buddhists?
Buddhists, for the most part, are actually mostly atheists anyway, just because Buddhism doesn't really have a teaching of a god as part of its doctrine. But just because we are based in the United States and something like 75% of Americans are Christian and many atheists are formerly religious, the majority of our members, I would say, are most likely former Christians. We do have many former Jewish members and people who were raised atheist and so on. But if I had to guess, I would say that they're probably mostly Christian just because of the demographics of this country.
Right. If they put it up for tomorrow, for September 11th, you guys are going to react.
Yes, absolutely. And we would rather deal with this. It's so much easier to take care of these things before they happen. And we offered this to them, and we would like that to happen. We don't like to sue. I mean, nobody does. It's just as difficult and time-consuming and expensive for us as it is for them. And if we can resolve these types of issues before we have to go to court, that's wonderfully ideal. Basically, what we proposed is, and I personally talked to Roy James, the deputy fire chief who's in charge, about this, was creating a free speech forum wherein the beam would be erected as a monument. And the cross itself, which is cut out of that, and it's about a foot tall, if we could put up a plaque memorializing the atheists who died that day, the same dimensions as that cross, so about a foot tall plaque, either on that memorial or somewhere nearby within that same prominence, then that would satisfy us as being equally protected. Of course, it being a free speech zone, other groups and other religions would also be free and welcome to put up memorials for people who died that day representing their groups. But that's really how it should be. I mean, we want to remember all the victims of 9/11, not just the Christian ones, and we certainly don't want the Christian symbol representing all of the victims who died that day because they weren't all Christian.
Do you know if any atheists died that day?
We've looked into this, and it's hard to say for sure if they were, unless they were outspoken about being an atheist. This was, remember, in the days before Facebook, and this was way before The God Delusion was published, and it wasn't really so much on everybody's mind, this concept of atheism being an out and loud topic. We've been in contact with many family members who have confirmed to us that they suspect or they're pretty sure that there were atheists who died. Statistically speaking, it's probably around 500 people who were either not religious at all or considered themselves positively atheist. Generally speaking, the more educated people are, the more money they make, the higher their IQ and so on, the more likely they are just statistically to not believe in religion. And this being the financial district in New York City, it's pretty likely that a lot of them were not religious. Yeah, so about 500 people is our best estimate for how many people were not religious who died that day.
How many lawsuits does American Atheists have ongoing at any one time, average?
Oh gosh, it really depends. I think right now we have 4 or 5, but it just really depends on what comes up. We've got a case against the IRS right now. We've got a case that was recently resolved in Florida about a Ten Commandments monument. Yeah, several others, but somewhere in that range.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that IRS lawsuit because I saw that on your website. And by the way, the website is atheists.org. The lawsuit against the IRS is because when nonprofits are filling out their IRS paperwork, like their Form 990s, and you guys are what's called a 501c3, which I think the 501c3, you have to reveal who the donors are. I think the 501c4, they don't have to reveal who the donors are. But you guys are treated differently from groups that just say, hey, we're a religious group. They don't have to reveal anything. Right?
That's pretty much it, yes. On the Form 990, there's a lot of information that is of interest to the general public. Basically, the purpose of tax exemptions for nonprofits is that we are serving some public good, something that the government would have an interest in the people receiving this benefit. And the reason that the tax advantages are offered is because we're basically saving the government effort or money in something that they would otherwise be interested in offering themselves, more or less. We are an educational nonprofit. We have a rare book library that's open to the public. We do speeches and lectures and things like that for the benefit of the public. And as a result, we're offered these advantages for our donors and for ourselves as far as we don't have to pay taxes on things that we buy and so on. Yeah, so on this Form 990, we lay out for the public all sorts of information about how we're spending our money, about, like, for example, our staff salaries, that's public record, all sorts of different things that the public would want to see to make sure that we're being responsible with their money, and in this case, tax-exempt money. And the issue is churches, I'm simplifying, churches basically just have to say we're a church, and they get handed this nonprofit status. They don't have to fill out a 990 revealing what they're paying their staff. There are many pastors who infamously make millions of dollars and have private jets and multiple houses and drive Mercedes cars and so on. And their donors don't necessarily have any way of verifying how much these people are getting paid unless the church chooses to be transparent about that, which some have just in the interest of transparency. But it's not appropriate that it's a different standard for churches versus non-religious nonprofits. In addition, filing this paperwork, it's not just like a piece of paper. It takes about 200 hours to fill this out, and it costs about $850 to file it. And it's something that it should be either standard as far as all nonprofits have to do it, or no nonprofit should have to do it in fairness. I personally think that all nonprofits should have to do it just because I think it's good information for the public to have, and we are encouraging the IRS to make that a standard across the board.
The government tried to dismiss it in June, and then just this past month, about a month ago, you filed a response. And I like the sentence in here in this press release. The IRS treats your organization better if you profess belief in a supernatural deity.
Yeah, they do. I mean, that's the way that it's written into the code, is that if you're a religious nonprofit, then you get preferential treatment.
You go after mostly churches, I would imagine, because there's more churches in the United States. What about synagogues or mosques? Have you gone up against them?
Sure. We don't pick on any particular religion. We've put up billboards saying, you know, it's a myth and you have a choice in traditionally Jewish neighborhoods in Hebrew, and the same thing in traditionally Muslim neighborhoods in Arabic, in addition to our English billboards. And we regularly post articles about things going on in the world and in the United States about things that we consider immoral or wrong with relation to Islam or with relation to Judaism or Mormonism or many other different religions.
Dave Moscato, the Public Relations Director for American Atheists, I want to thank you so much for the time you spent explaining all this. to the listeners, and looking forward to following this story with the cross in Princeton, New Jersey, and looking forward to speaking to you again in the future.
Sounds great. I'd love to.